Regular listeners have likely heard mention of the WBFO Disabilities Desk. This morning, a discussion about the desk with its main reporter, Emily Watkins.
Well, first off, part of my passion comes from, like, seeing as a journalist the ways that we need to be better. And part of it comes from, like, my own personal connection to the subject. And I identify as disabled, and I have people in my family who are disabled.
For Emily Watkins, that experience began in high school.
I woke up, and it was hard for me to, like, walk. It was just so painful to get up and walk, to move around. It was, to emphasize how painful it was, I couldn't even, like, get pants on, because anything that touched, you know, my joints, anything that touched my skin or my legs, it just hurt really bad.
Emily describes a dogged, frustrating search for resources. For example, the hit-and-miss process of finding a doctor who understood what was happening to her. One prescribed antidepressants. Answers, though, were eventually found. None are simple.
My immune system attacks my own body. It's not just my joints that rheumatoid arthritis affects. It affects GI. It can affect skin and lungs. It affects my eyes. I didn't realize when I got diagnosed how much it would affect. And then there's a lot of secondary conditions that can develop over the years from having rheumatoid arthritis. And there's no cure for it. And the only way to treat it is really to modify or suppress parts of the immune system, because in addition to it not working properly, it's overactive. And so for me, I've been on low-dose chemotherapy. That's a very common treatment.
With her reporting, Emily hopes to clear up misconceptions and provide understanding. She shared a thought that many who live with disabilities would understand. I can do anything anybody else can. I just do it differently.
I have arthritis in my hands, and being able to go to a testing center and use a computer to take my tests was a game changer, because and having that extra time to do it, too, because if I was in a class and I was, you know, writing out this essay, it would have taken me longer and maybe my professor wouldn't be able to read it. And would I have failed that class?
That accommodation helped produce some startling results. 2 bachelor degrees in 4 years, graduating magna cum laude. Emily Watkins was tapped to be her commencement speaker.
You know, 1 in 4 people in the U.S., that's 26%, has a disability. 1 in 4 women has a disability. 2 in 5 adults, 65 plus, have a disability. People think that disability is a niche topic. They think that we're a small part of society. We are a big chunk of society. And I think that that's why this desk is important, is because I'm not covering a small community. I'm covering a fourth of the population. And beyond that, I'm talking to everyone else who loves and cares about that population and making them aware of the issues that are important to this population, because things don't change unless we're all in this together and we're all working towards making a better future. And I think especially right now, as we're in the midst of a lot of civil rights movements, a lot of movements for women and people of color, people of disabilities need to be included in that too, because we're also a really intersectional community.
Emily Watkins, I am looking forward to your reporting. And thanks for joining us on WBFO.
Thank you.